Liu Scadell, Chapter 8. It's my own invention. Through the Looking Glass by Liu Scadell. After a while, the noise seemed gradually to die away, till all was dead silence, and Alice lifted up her head in some alarm. There was no one to be seen, and her first thought was that she must have been dreaming about the lion and the unicorn and those queer Anglo-Saxon messages. However, there was a great dish still lying at her feet, on which she had tried to cut the plum cake. "So I wasn't dreaming after all," she said to herself, unless we are all part of the same dream. Only I do hope it's my dream and not the Red King's. I don't like belonging to another person's dream. She went on in a rather complaining tone. I've a great mind to go and wake him and see what happens. At this moment, her thoughts were interrupted by a loud shouting of "Ahoy, ahoy, check!" And a knight, dressed in crimson armor, came galloping down upon her, brandishing a great club. Just as he reached her, the horse stopped suddenly. "You are my prisoner," the knight cried, as he tumbled off his horse. Startled as she was, Alice was more frightened for him than for herself at the moment, and watched him with some anxiety as he mounted again. As soon as he was comfortably in the saddle, he began once more. "You're my," but here another voice broke in. "Ahoy, ahoy, check!" And Alice looked round in some surprise for the new enemy. This time it was a white knight. He drew up at Alice's side and tumbled off his horse just as the red knight had done. Then he got on again, and the two knights sat and looked at each other for some time without speaking. Alice looked from one to the other in some bewilderment. "She's my prisoner, you know," the red knight said at last. "Yes, but when I came and rescued her," the white knight replied. "Well, we must fight for her then," said the red knight as he took up her helmet, which hung from the saddle. It was something the shape of a horse's head. It put it on. "You will observe the rules of battle, of course," the white knight remarked, putting on his helmet too. "I always do," said the red knight, and they began banging away at each other with such fury that Alice got behind a tree to be out of the way of the blows.